pack your waders and spray on some bug spray, because this week's Discovery travels into the Everglades for some eerie romantic suspense. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Well, advances in technology often provide new opportunities to catch up on old releases, and the popularity of ebooks means that older books are being re-released electronically. So now's the time to stock up on books that you may have missed, like author Heather Graham's Tall, Dark, and Deadly. The story follows Miami fitness guru Samantha Miller as she investigates the disappearance of her friend and neighbor, Marnie Newcastle. Since Marnie is known for her passionate but short-lived affairs, no one's surprised when she disappears, but Sam is convinced that something's wrong. Meanwhile, things get even more complicated when Sam discovers that an old flame, Rowan Dillon, has just moved into the neighborhood. As Sam battles her old feelings for Rowan, a killer lurks nearby, watching her every move and planning his next steps. Often traveling from the characters' homes in Miami to the gator-infested swamps of the Everglades, Tall, Dark, and Deadly is the kind of eerie thriller that will often have you glancing over your shoulder, convinced that someone's watching. Those moments in the Everglades are the book's best, giving the novel a dark and haunting atmosphere that's hard to shake off. The mystery is filled with suspenseful characters, and Graham makes them all look equally guilty, keeping readers constantly on their toes as they try to figure out which one is really the killer. The problems then come from the main characters. Rowan is a likable hero, but his back-and-forth relationship with Sam distracts from the mystery. Sam, meanwhile, often comes off as jittery and hysterical, and in her run-ins with Rowan, too wishy-washy. And Marnie is such a cold-hearted character that you'll have a hard time caring about her fate. But is this romantic thriller worth battling the gators of the Everglades, or should you stay safely on shore? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. Graham sets up a suspenseful thriller, but the execution is just a bit awkward. As far as brainless romantic suspense goes, it's not a bad choice, but it's definitely not Graham's best. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Tall, Dark, and Deadly by Heather Graham is 268 paranoid pages long and is available electronically from Open Road. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, be sure to visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.